Now, when it comes to the GOAT of content creation, yes, you may say I'm glazing, but we just have to call it like it is because, aside from the glazing,
You guys, see, that's the problem.
We have to talk about how KaiSenat, time and time again, is putting out some of the greatest content we've seen in content creator land. So, going off of that point, Mafiathon 3 has its official trailer, and of course, it's for KaiSenat's upcoming streamathon that he's calling Mafiathon. And of course, this is the third time, and one of the bigger things that you will see in this trailer is the Easter egg for Streamer University for 2026. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I always like to say I am a podcaster who streams. I do upload daily on my social medias and my podcast, but as far as streaming, that occasionally happens. And with that being said, I believe there needs to be a podcaster university. I mean, imagine a podcaster university with all the red pill content going on, and then you have content like mine breaking down the gaming and music industry. I mean, I just imagine the is dichotomy the right word? Just the ultimate gumbo of red pill and actual informative content being in one university. Anyways. That being said, Streamer University is one of the Easter eggs in this Mafiathon 3, but ultimately we're just going to get into the official trailer. So if you're listening to this on my main podcast, Analytic Dreams Video on Spotify, to see the video along with the audio, because we're about to get into the trailer right now. Oh, also, does it confirm when it starts? The beginning of the 30th. Oh, it probably starts at the beginning of the month, huh? So yeah, September 1st is when this starts, I believe. But we're going to get into it right now. So let's watch the trailer together. I mean, I've already seen it, but I'll watch it again for the people who haven't seen it.
It's been a hell of a year, right?
Definitely was.
Every goal, every achievement, new properties, Streaming University.
That boy dropping bombs, ain't he? That's goodness.
To the mafia.
Oh my god! He's back! He shot everyone! He even shot my cameraman!
The fuck, Ray? I think you say you handle that!
I think, bro.
He's coming!
Alright, so obviously I had to pause it to let y'all know. And once again, don't care if it's glazing because this is just an objective fact. This is Hollywood quality right now. And as a Hall of Fame pocket watcher, I just know that this is a different type of money to get this type of cinematography going on. Especially just for a trailer. Oh, also, yeah, okay, I wanted to say this. So, Yoshi said, Ni Hao. Yeah, what is that, Ray? Ray from his, I forget what KaiSenat's group is called. With Ray and, I don't know why I'm blanking on the names now. There's Rakai, and then there's Ty Lil. Those are the only people I really know. Ultimately, they that's funny. The Ray and jokes like that. No, not AMP. That's with Agent and them, and Duke. I'm talking about the KaiSenat group. I forget what he calls them. I think it's the Clover Boys, I believe. Anyways, let me see. Sinners. And I don't think this is a spoiler because it was in the trailer. You see Michael. Because I like this Easter egg of the way he was holding the gun. Obviously, you already know what I'm talking about for the ones who've seen it. But obviously, for the ones who haven't, got to show y'all what I'm talking about. So I like this imagery right here. So ultimately. So this right here, as far as, him holding a gun like this, I like how he's playing homage to Sinners, because of course, when we get further into the trailer, you'll see why it has so many Easter eggs for the movie Sinners. So when I first caught this while I watched it, I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool that he's making a nod to Sinners, and then look who shows up. DDG himself, Michael B. Jordan popped up himself in this trailer, because obviously you already saw as far as DDG reacting to this, he thought it was himself. But as you can see, it's the one and only. As a huge superhero fan, I thank him for what he did to the quality of MCU villains. Not a lot of, a lot of people put respect on Black Panther's name. It was a $1 billion movie. But what Michael B. Jordan did for the quality of MCU villains before Thanos, mind you, was... you can't really describe it, because MCU villains, time and time again, movie after movie, even Iron Man ran into this, had the worst villains known to man. And here come Michael B. Jordan to save the day as Killmonger. We're not going to talk about his tenure as Human Torch, which is going to act like that didn't happen. But as far as Killmonger, he really changed the game. And especially hairstyles. I mean, you would have been bamboozled to figure out that white people thought we had different hairstyles after Black Panther. I mean, every single black character that white people created had the Killmonger haircut, and it was because of his character. So anyways, let's keep going.
Gentlemen, pleasure seeing y'all again.
Y'all got a fan? What's going on?
So how was that?
That was pretty good. I fly, I could've been better a little bit.
Any of those things, the more you do it, the better you're gonna get at it. Trust me.
Yeah.
The straight movie quality, crazy.
The last Mafia film?
The last one.
Last one ever?
Ever, it's a trilogy.
Okay.
So this time, we gotta go bigger than ever.
How you gonna go bigger than Mafia-thon 2? I mean, you did 30 days, 24/7. Like, that's insane.
This time, we're going for 1 million subscribers.
Oh, that's crazy.
So the main thing I do want to say is streaming for 30 days straight. Now, of course, for me, like I already said at the beginning, I'm a podcaster. So that's how, you know, my bread is butter. Pause. And, you know, is that a pause? I don't know. I paused anyway. So when it comes to that, the streaming aspect and making money from streaming is very interesting because you do have to have a certain level of consistency. And to do it 30 days straight, I don't think people realize, obviously, you know, if you're in the mining field or in the military, you know, there's a lot more stressful jobs out there. But of course, you know, 30 days of being able, it's like any art form, being able to take care of your voice for that long. And you can kind of see it with Kaisenet sometimes as far as the allergies and things of that nature. And Yoshi said, I know that Michael B. check alone was, that's what I'm saying, and especially the lines. I'm such a pocket watcher, I was counting the lines that he said in this trailer. I ain't gonna lie to you, that must have been a grip. So anyways, yeah, as far as Kaisenet doing this 30 days straight, shout out to Agent. He also does that. As far as the consistency, it's just something, if you've never done it, it's you probably wouldn't understand. But once you start doing it, as far as the streaming aspect, and realize they're doing this for 30 days straight, high production, like it's actually insane. Which is why they always say that comparison is the thief of joy. Because you can't compare Kaisenet's 30 millionth shot in the gym to your first shot in the gym. A lot of things take progress to get to this point. So, anyways, let's keep going. Let me get off my soapbox.
A million?
Nobody's ever done it.
Okay, so say you hit a million.
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
See, that's the thing. I've been thinking and thinking and thinking, but it's like, I just don't know.
Nah, you hit a million subscribers, you gotta do something crazy. You gotta buy all of us Lamborghinis.
Hell no. Actually, you should skydive naked.
No.
You should tap my face on your ass.
I got it. You gotta cut your hair.
You guys.
No.
That's actually a good one.
See, that's the problem.
You hit a million subscribers, you gotta cut your hair.
Cut my hair?
Just gotta go.
You tripping, bro.
It'd be a good look.
You know what? Fuck it. Bet.
Okay, ready?
10, take 2.
You boys should have killed me when you had the chance.
Dang, Gray's doing with the bullet. That boy playing the Millie sample in the background. Oh, not the sample, the Lil Wayne track. Hey, not the, oh yeah, that's what I was talking about, the Easter egg right here. That man definitely playing copyright music. I ain't gonna cap to you. I'm about to talk all over this. But, oh, hold up. So as you can see right here, the Easter egg of Streaming University was, you know, nicely put in this trailer to let people know that it is continuing, you know, aside from what XQC and a lot of people who follow him say, you know, Kaisenet is definitely putting on a lot of different content creators, especially with the Streaming University going on. So I like this. And obviously I'm gonna keep talking because we are not playing Lil Wayne music on my podcast. We can't do that at all. That man has a, yeah, there we go. Okay, yeah, we may have to play this on mute because can't do the Lil Wayne. I ain't gonna lie to you. You know, we try to you know, steer free of copyright.
I love you guys. Let's go with a fucking bang.
I like this Easter egg too because you know the AMP guys, Asian and Duke, blew up the Clover Boys' house. Wait, hold up. Am I tripping? I don't see Reggie in this trailer. Am I messy for bringing it up? I don't see Reggie in this trailer at all. And he's definitely a part of the Clover Boys, right? Maybe I missed him.
On three, we gonna get him to shoot. 1, 2, 3.
So as you can see right here, September 1st at 6 p.m. I don't know why I was like, I don't know when Mafia-thon 3 is starting. Obviously, the start of the month, so I don't know why I had a slow moment on that. But September 1st at 6 p.m., as you can see right here at Twitch, obviously, as far as Kaisenet, and you would think when it comes to the Mafiathon 3, it's going to be everything and more, because it's the third one. He's probably worked out some of the kinks. He probably knows how, what guests he's going to have on. And ultimately, you know, as far as my sources, I made it up, but Drake will be on Mafiathon 3. So with that being said, what are y'all looking forward to as far as Kai Cenat's Mafiathon 3? Click my link here in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Mafiathon 3, the official trailer? What do you think about the Easter eggs? And what stood out to you the most? And what do you want to see the most as far as Kai Cenat's upcoming Mafiathon stream?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.